From benefits to well-being, why the future of employee benefits is proactive, not reactive. For decades, employee benefits have largely been viewed through a transactional lens. Employers provided benefits, insurers assessed claims, and employees accessed support when something went wrong. While this model has served an important purpose, today's modern workplace demands a more proactive approach. Today, organizations are increasingly recognizing that employee benefits should not simply respond to illness, disability, or financial distress. Instead, they should actively help prevent these challenges and support employees throughout their working lives. This shift is increasingly evident across benefits industry. The emerging view is that successful benefit programs are those that create shared value for employers, employees, and benefit providers alike through a stronger focus on prediction, prevention, and rehabilitation. The workplace itself is changing rapidly. We are seeing longer working careers, greater financial pressures on households, increasing mental health challenges, and rising expectations from employees regarding employer support. At the same time, employers are under pressure to improve productivity, manage costs, and attract and retain talent. Against this backdrop, traditional employee benefit structures may no longer be sufficient. Research and industry experience increasingly demonstrate that many disability and wellness risks can be identified earlier through the intelligent use of data and targeted interventions. Rather than waiting for employees to reach a crisis point, organizations can use insights to recognize emerging trends and provide support before problems escalate. For example, identifying patterns of financial stress, frequent absenteeism, or emerging mental health concerns early allows employers to provide targeted support before these challenges develop into long-term disability or productivity issues. One area receiving significant attention is mental health. Recent industry discussions highlighted that psychiatric disability claims continue to grow in importance. Major depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, and stress-related conditions feature prominently among disability claims. In particular, work-related stress and psychosocial pressures are becoming increasingly significant contributors to employee absence and reduced productivity. This reality presents an opportunity for employers. Instead of focusing solely on claim management, organizations can invest in employee well-being programs, financial wellness initiatives, manager training, and early intervention support services. Such measures not only improve employee outcomes but can also contribute to reduced absenteeism and stronger workplace performance. Financial well-being is another critical consideration. Financial stress frequently affects employee engagement, productivity, and mental health. As financial planning professionals, we understand that financial well-being extends far beyond retirement savings. Employees need support across their entire financial journey, including budgeting, debt management, risk protection, retirement readiness, and long-term financial resilience. This creates a valuable opportunity for financial planners to contribute meaningfully within employee benefits environments. By helping employees develop healthier financial behaviors, financial planners can support broader organizational well-being objectives while improving individual financial outcomes. The value of industry collaboration. Many of the insights shaping the future of employee benefits do not emerge from a single organization. They are often the result of collaboration between professionals who are committed to advancing best practice across the industry. The Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa, FPI, is fortunate to have a dedicated Employee Benefits and Health Competency Committee comprised of volunteer professionals, subject matter experts, and industry leaders who generously contribute their time, expertise, and experience in service of the profession. The committee provides a valuable platform for sharing insights, discussing emerging trends, and examining the challenges facing employers, employees, and financial planning professionals alike. Its work helps ensure that the profession remains relevant, informed, and responsive to the changing needs of both workplaces and consumers. The committee's ongoing work continues to strengthen professional standards and ensures the financial planning profession remains responsive to the evolving needs of employers and employees alike. Another important trend is the growing use of data-driven decision-making. Modern employee benefits programs are increasingly leveraging operational and claims data to identify emerging risks, understand absence patterns, and target interventions more effectively. Rather than adopting a one-size-fits-all approach, employers can tailor wellness strategies to address the specific challenges faced by their workforce. Disability trends also differ significantly across industries. Various sectors experience unique risk profiles, suggesting that benefit and wellness strategies should be customized to the realities of each workforce. This insight reinforces the importance of understanding employee demographics, workplace conditions, and behavioral drivers when designing benefit programs. The concept of rehabilitation is equally important. Historically, disability events often resulted in lengthy absences and limited engagement until employees were ready to return. The newer approach focuses on supporting individuals throughout their recovery journey, helping them remain connected to the workplace and facilitating earlier return to work opportunities where appropriate. Ultimately, the future of employee benefits is not about paying more claims. It is about helping people avoid becoming claims in the first place. For employers, this means healthier, more productive, and more engaged employees. For benefit providers, it contributes to long-term sustainability. Most importantly, for employees, it delivers meaningful support that improves quality of life both inside and outside the workplace. As the employee benefits landscape continues to evolve, organizations that embrace prevention, well-being, and financial resilience will be best positioned to meet the challenges of the future. By shifting the focus from responding to crises to proactively supporting employee well-being, organizations can build healthier workforces, stronger business, and more resilient communities. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, Chief Executive Officer at Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa, FPI, plus posts bio Lelaine Bezuidenhout Global Affiliate Insights, Why Financial Planning Matters More Than Ever. Lelaine Bezuidenhout Kofi, Moving Beyond Tick Box Compliance to True Conduct Regulation. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, A Trust for Transformation, Advancing FPI's Vision Through Impactful Action. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, The Evolutionary, Shaping the Future of Financial Planning. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, The Impact of AI on Financial Planning. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, FPI CEO, shares key industry developments from the past quarter. Lelaine Bezuidenhout. Two-pot system, a risk-based approach for financial services is best. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, financial advice and the new dawn of the retirement matrix in SA, a new chapter in South African retirement reform. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, stumbling blocks turned into stepping stones. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, an update from the Financial Planning Institute. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, an update from the FPI. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, an update from the FPI. Lelaine Bezuidenhout, an update from the FPI.